Found your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Now, this week's show, it's kind of a surprise show. I'd like to think a couple weeks ahead, thinking, that might be a good idea, that might be a good idea. This wasn't on my radar. But last week's show, the offensive show, we'll call it, I had a little, probably maybe 30-second clip of audio that I said. I just kind of in passing mentioned about the scientists wanting to dim the sun. I, unbeknownst to me, didn't know that there were so many of you that had no idea what I was talking about. So I had a ton of responses last week about people and what their thoughts were on everybody being offended. A lot of those also had little comments on there asking me, hey, what were you talking about on this little dimming of the sun thing? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you real quick here about some of the comments that I had from people being offended. But then we're going to stop, take a break, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what exactly is going on with this proposed dimming of the sun. Because apparently there's not a lot of people that know about it. You need to know about it. Because if this happens, this is an extinction level event that's created by us. So as I said, I've had a lot of people respond to me about people being offended about everything, calling out everything. As I expected, the majority of the people were just absolutely astounded that people can be so petty, so ridiculous. I've had so many people comment to me and say, Tom, this is the sign of the times. This is the age we're living in. Everybody is offended at everything. There was a gentleman, I was going to call him a guy. He was kind of a dink in the email he sent me. And he comes from Colorado. His name is Dave. And he said, use this letter, use my name, use where I'm from on your show. So I'll take advantage of that. His response to me is, Tom, it's people like you that make people like me who feel offended, who can't function because there is so much negativity and offensiveness in this world that make it harder and harder to live in America. I normally don't respond to things like that, but I had to respond, and I used what I had said on this show, and it was simply, what about what you're offended about makes it so you cannot function on a daily basis? Give me an example. And he wrote back to me. He says, I go by I drive down my streets going to work, and all over I see churches, and I see these signs that promote God and faith and Jesus' birthday. That offends me, that bothers me, because I don't believe in that. And my response was, okay, do you have to read those signs? If you drive by and you catch a glimpse of it, do you have to continue reading them? And Why does that offend you? Don't go to church then. You have your own beliefs. I respect that. And he came back to me. He says, but the fact that they're there and they're indoctrinating, and which I've been told that's my buzzword. Apparently he listens to the show a lot and that's his buzzword. But he says, you're indoctrinating all of these idiots in believing that there's a God in the sky and he creates everything. And his will be done. I said, okay, yeah, there's a lot of people that believe that. You happen to be not one of them. What gives you the right to go out and try and change the belief of hundreds of thousands of people in that area just because you don't believe in it? And his response to me was, because I live in America and it's my right. And my response to him was, it's because of people like you that it will not be your right sooner than later. And I never heard back from him. It's people like that we're up against. That he's driving down the road, sees a sign at church that promotes God or has this quirky little, you know, God, some, you've seen all the church signs. He can't function because he's so offended by that. And I'm going to stand true to what I said last week is, I think, honestly, mentally, he has a problem. He has mental problems that he needs to get resolved. He needs to have somebody talk to. And then I had Mike from Michigan give me the best analogy. It's not probably the most family-friendly analogy, but we were talking about the show. And he made a line, and he says, look, I'm so tired of everybody being offended by something. And we got into the nativity scenes and Charlie Brown Christmas and how everybody, you can't say Merry Christmas anymore because it offends some people. And his line to me was, you know, Tom, I don't like gay porn. But you know what? Because I don't like it, I don't watch it. And that's fine. If you like it, watch it. I don't like it, so I won't watch it. And I go by my day fine. Now, the analogy's a little off, but it's true. If you don't like something, don't give it credit. Don't acknowledge it. Just move on with your life. If your life is that petty that you have to be offended by everything and cannot function until that is removed, maybe it's you that needs to be removed from society because you might be the problem. And on a better note, since the show, and I'm not saying that I'm taking credit for this, but since the show, I keep reading all these articles, all these news articles, keep seeing all these things pop up on my feed saying a lot of these radio stations that banned Baby It's Cold Outside have reversed their ban. And almost every one of them to a T mentioned the outcry from the public. And the fact that after considering what they were doing and how old the song is, it's a 70-year-old song, it's ridiculous. So maybe, just maybe, there's hope out there. So thank you for all of you who sent me your opinions, good or bad. Keep them coming. I enjoy listening to or reading them. If you want, I can put them on the show. It doesn't matter to me. I will still read them. If I can respond to them, I will. But I appreciate it. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about this sun dimming thing because it's absolutely ridiculous. And when you think about it, it's scary because we're messing with something we can't control. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back. Alright, so we are back. Now, as I mentioned, last week's show, I just put a quick blurb about something. I don't even know why I said it. It was in some ranting about something. But A lot of you picked up on that, and a lot of you apparently didn't know about it. That's the scary part. So let me tell you a little bit what's going on. Now, normally, I do not cite this website. This is a CNN article. And essentially what we're doing, what is planned, Harvard scientists, in conjunction with our government, are now trying to figure out how to reduce global warming or climate change. Now, keep in mind, as you're hearing what I'm saying, you have to be a believer in global warming or climate change, that it is man-made. So what these scientists are proposing, now again, this is from CNN, so some these words are not mine, but scientists are proposing an ingenious but as yet unproven way to tackle climate change by spraying sun-dimming chemicals into the Earth's atmosphere. Now, first thing that comes to mind is, oh, chemtrails. Chemtrails have been denied. We've been called crazy for using the word chemtrails. But I want to start off with a history lesson, with a lesson in general on how the media manipulates its listeners and its readers. Scientists are proposing an ingenious. So in other words, this thing is beyond genius. This is beyond the realm of what humans should be able to come up with. They are proposing this ingenious idea, right? The next couple words are, but as yet unproven. So it's ingenious. Nobody should be able to come up with the geniusness of this plan. But we don't even know if it's going to work. I can come up with plans left and right. I can come up with a plan as to how we are going to get to Mars in a day. But it's yet unproven if it'll work. This is how the media manipulates you, by making you look at these words and going, yeah, if it's ingenious, it's got to be pretty good. But they want to spray sun-dimming chemicals into the Earth's atmosphere. The research by scientists at Harvard and Yale universities, now this was published in the journal Environmental Research Letters, they proposed using a technique known as, and we used to call them chemtrails, they're now going to be known as stratospheric aerosol injections, SAI, which they say could cut the rate of global warming in half. And again, keep in mind, that is using the assumption that global warming is real. The technique would involve spraying a large amount of sulfate particles into the Earth's lower stratosphere at altitudes as high as 12 miles. The scientists propose delivering the sulfates with specifically designed high-altitude aircraft, balloons, or large Navy-style guns. So we're either going to develop this brand new aircraft that can fly 60,000 feet in the air and deliver this sulfur chemical into the stratosphere, which is where they want to put this. Or we're going to just put it to a high-flying balloon. When it gets up to a certain area, boom, there it goes. Or we're just going to take it on one of our ships and go fire it up into the stratosphere. Despite technology being undeveloped and with no existing aircraft suitable for adaptation, the researchers say that developing a new purpose-built tanker with substantial payload capabilities would neither be technologically difficult nor prohibitively expensive. They estimate the total cost of launching a hypothetical program in 15 years' time at about $3.5 billion, with costs running $2.25 billion a year over the next 15 years. Now, this process is being lauded by the Democrats. $3.5 billion to start the program, and then $2.5 billion over the next 15 years. They are all over that. Let's do it. Let's get this done. A wall? You want a wall on our southern border? We can't afford that. There's no way we can afford that. See the hypocrisy here? We know we have an immigration problem. We know a wall will help control our immigration problem. We surmise there is a group of people who think that we have a global warming problem. It's not proven. In fact, all the data suggests we're not warming, we're cooling. All the data suggests that mankind isn't responsible for this. But we're going to spend $2.5 billion a year over the course of 15 years, plus $3.5 billion to start it up over something that's highly skeptical. But we don't have enough money to build a wall to stop illegal immigrants coming in because there's no proof illegal immigrants spread drugs, spread disease, and spread crime. That's their argument. Listen to that argument and try to wrap your head around that. It just proves that the liberals are living in fantasy land. Now, according to CNN, that report does, however, acknowledge that the technique is purely hypothetical. We make no judgment about the desirability of SAIs, which are strategic aerosol injections. We simply show that a hypothetical deployment program commencing 15 years hence, while both highly uncertain and ambitious, would indeed be technically possible from an engineering perspective. It would also be remarkably inexpensive. I'm sorry, $3.5 billion to begin with, and $2.5 billion a year for the next 15 years? I don't look at that being remarkably inexpensive. Because guess who's paying for that? That would be you and I. We're going to get into what happens to these chemicals when they get into the stratosphere. The researchers also acknowledge potential risks. And these are their main concerns in order of concern. Coordination between multiple countries in both hemispheres would be required. And stratospheric aerosol injection techniques could jeopardize crop yields, leading to droughts or extreme weather. So, yeah, we're concerned about, you know, droughts and the change in the weather because we're going to be putting chemicals in the stratosphere that don't belong there. Our main concern, though, is whether or not we can get along with the other hemisphere on this. Again, where are your priorities? The proposals also don't address the issue of rising greenhouse gas emissions, which are leading causes of global warming. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. And listen, this is CNN. They're all over this. This is an ingenious plan, remember? I'm going to repeat that last sentence. And I want you to understand, keep in mind what we are trying to do, what these scientists are trying to do. They're trying to spray these chemicals in our stratosphere, essentially create a gray cloud cover over the entire planet. What that will do is that will block sunlight coming from the sun, okay? Therefore, cooling the planet down. The proposals, and this is the last line I read. I want you to listen to this and realize how ludicrous this is to even be talked about. The proposals also don't address the issue of rising greenhouse gas emissions, which are a leading cause of global warming. Ladies and gentlemen, in the 90s, in the 80s, in the early 2000s, what was the buzzword for liberals? Greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are rising. Greenhouse gases are rising, causing global warming. Spraying sulfites into the stratosphere are going to raise the greenhouse gases. And what does that do? It causes global warming. So what they want to propose is only going to exacerbate the issue. But you don't hear that. You hear that, nope, the sun, The sun's the evil one here. The sun is too bright all of a sudden. No, it's not too bright. You're too stupid. Despite the convictions of the report's authors, other experts were skeptical. Oh, there's a shock. From the point of view of climate economics, solar radiation management is still a much worse solution than greenhouse gas emissions. Really? So you're telling me the sun, which gives life to this planet, everything we eat, be it meat, be it plants, needs the sun. Because the plants rely on the sun for photosynthesis, correct? If we block the sun's rays, and I'm not saying when we block them it's going to be pitch dark over here, but we are going to reflect a lot of the sun's rays away from this planet. What's that going to do? That's going to stop the photosynthesis process. Therefore, the amount of plant life on the planet is going to decline. Therefore, what these animals in the field eat is going to decline. So they're going to decline. What are we going to eat? Soylent Green? I don't know. I don't get it. I'm hoping I'm not the only one that sees the idiocy and the hypocrisy in this. David Archer of the Department of Geophysical Science at the University of Chicago said, "The problem with engineering climate in this way is that it's only a temporary band-aid covering a problem that will persist essentially forever. Actually, hundreds of thousands of years of fossil fuel CO2 to finally go away naturally." So while he is a critic of this, he's still saying, look, we've already done the damage. You know, we put this CO2 in the atmosphere and it's not going to go away. Yeah, the planet's screwed. I just don't know. Again, you have to believe that we caused climate change, global warming. The evidence is not there that we caused it. Listen, I've said it before. I've said it many, many times. This planet is very resilient. If it is damaged, it will heal itself. Look at any volcano that's gone off. We'll use Mount St. Helens as an example. 1980, for those of you who are alive, Mount St. Helens exploded, destroyed miles and miles of area, and I mean completely obliterated it to where there was nothing alive, nothing standing, anything. You look at it now, that was 1980. So we're talking almost 50 years later, that is a lush forest. It's like nothing ever happened. Wildlife is back, the forest is back. The earth will heal itself. But for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So we go up there and we spray sulfur dioxide, which is what we'd be spraying up there. It's going to stay up there 18 months. What goes up has to come down, correct? So that is eventually going to come down. It's eventually going to hit water vapor. Sulfur dioxide and water mixed together turns into what? Anybody? If you know it, say it now. Acid rain. For those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s, what was the buzzword then also? Acid rain. I remember watching this after school PBS special about a little kid who had a duck, a white duck, and he had him outside and it started raining. And oh my God, he was frantic because he couldn't find his duck. Why? Because it was raining, and that rain was acid rain because the humans created acid rain. I'm sorry. Never happened. Acid rain doesn't really exist. May exist in little certain spots in the planet, but it doesn't exist anywhere else. But you start throwing sulfur dioxide in the stratosphere to cover the whole planet, you will have worldwide acid rain. That acid rain is going to dump in our soil, therefore killing the crops, therefore causing global starvation, therefore causing mass extinction level event. We are trying to play God here. We are not going to win this battle. Again, you have to believe that climate change is man-made. There is ample evidence stating that climate change is not man-made. Most of it's being suppressed, but there's ample evidence stating that it's not man-made. The climate is like a pendulum. It changes. It changes all of the time. But that doesn't matter. We're the problem. Last week, I talked to you about the Maunder Minimum, the global cooling event that may be coming. What's going to happen if we, let's just say the sun is actually a major contributing factor of our climate. And because the sunspot activity, the sun's activity, solar activity has been very quiet this year, let's just say that the planet is going to go into a cooling phase. Well, we're going to throw sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere to block the sun's rays to cool the planet in the middle of a solar minimum. So what do you think that's going to do to the planet? It's going to cool it down 10 times more. This is what people don't think about. See, all these global scientists, these global climate change scientists, they refuse to look at facts other than what is in their little head. If you throw them facts stating, hey, the sun may have a contributing factor to our climate and to our environment, so just let it run its phase. It'll change. Nope. Man is bad. Man is destroying this climate. So we're going to fix it. You know, we're going to be the heroes. We're going to throw chemicals up in the sky that are eventually going to come down and poison us all. We're going to throw chemicals in the sky, and it's going to block some of the sunlight and cool us down. We're in a cooling cycle as it is, so the normal cooling cycle, if we drop 2-3 degrees worldwide a year, which is a lot, now we're going to drop 10-15 degrees over the course of a year, over the years, and that's going to be catastrophic. So, you know, these scientists think they're doing us a favor. They're killing us. They're absolutely killing us. So what we need to do, you need to look into this. And you need to realize that this is going to affect you. This is going to affect your family. This is going to affect your friends. Everybody you know. Because as I say, what goes up must come down. And you're going to be breathing sulfur dioxide. Sulfur is horrible for the respiratory system. So we're going to see sickness galore. Pneumonia. It's going to be rampant. People are going to die from respiratory failure, respiratory issues all the time now. We need to stop this from coming. This, again, will piggyback the last show. Instead of sitting back and doing nothing, going, damn it, they're spraying up there again. Fight back. This is one thing that I am adamant about. We have scientists who have an agenda. Listen, they need $3.5 billion to start this up. They need $2.5 billion over the next 15 years to keep it running. Where do you think it's going to come from? We're going to be taxed through the roof. Look at what they're doing in France because they're being taxed. France was all over this global climate change. They were part of the Paris Accord. Everybody loved the fact that, oh, we're saving the environment. Until the French government said, well, we're going to need more taxes here. We're going to need more taxes here to pay for this. The people said, no, we're done. This is what essentially socialism does. Venezuela, France is turning into a socialist economy. You're eventually going to tap the people out. And when you do that, the people are going to rebel. And that is what's happening in France. If we let this go through, we are going to be taxed into oblivion. Now, will we have the cojones to fight back before we get there? Because this is something that will affect us all. And it's not going to affect us. Hey, look at that. We're blocking the sun. Does it mean that sunny days are going to be a thing of the past? No more sunny days. It's just going to be doomy and gloomy out there. How are you going to predict the weather? You don't have the sun to warm up the atmosphere. You'll have greenhouse gases to do so. Nick, give me a meteorologist that knows how to forecast for greenhouse gases. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very dire situation. I cannot stress enough how important it is that we stop this madness from happening. We are playing God, and we're not going to win. The planet will win all the time. If we do this, the planet will suffer. The planet will kill us off. The planet will heal itself, and it'll bring about a new life form. It ain't going to be humans. So look into this. Contact your congressman, man or woman. Tell them, absolutely not do I support you, nor do I support the fact that I want this done. We have to stand strong on this one. Take the lead from France. Take the lead from Europe. The people are tapped out. The people are pissed. And the government's running scared. Novel thought. We're going to be right back. We're going to hear a proposed tax that was just recently shot down. But I do still want to talk to you about this proposed tax because, trust me, it's not done yet. It's in the state of California. And for those of my listeners in California, I just have a question. I don't know how you live there. How do you live there? So sit back, relax, open your mind. I will be right back. My name is Tom Velasquez, and you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. So over the years of doing this show, I've developed a pretty good fan base. A lot of it comes from California, and I have a lot of acquaintances that I talk to regularly from California. And I always ask them, how do you do it? How do you live in California? And their response is, I don't know. There's a few people that say, you know what? The beauty, the lifestyle outweighs getting raped in taxes. But I've also had a lot of listeners that were from California that are no longer in California, and it's because the California government is robbing them blind. California is by far the highest state or highest tax state in the country. You have a tax on everything. It's a very, very liberal state which believes that taxes are going to solve everything. Well, obviously, that's not the case because look at what a mess California is in. But now, recently, California, the legislation has decided, you know, we need more money. We've got to pay for these illegals somehow, and we're running out of people's money, so we have to add more taxes. And what did they decide? We're going to tax people for every text they send on their phone. So when you send a text, it'll cost you 1, 2, 3 cents. It'll be added to your bill, and it'll be a separate line that the phone company doesn't get, but that goes straight to the California government. Now, me, I know a lot of people that communicate strictly through texting. They will not answer the phone. That's going to cost them literally hundreds of dollars a month. Because it's all they do is text. I don't know how they planned on doing that, getting around this unlimited text data, whatever plans that all these phone companies have, but it's an unlimited plan. You pay one flat rate, and you get unlimited talk, text, and data. You did, or you were going to, until the California government came in and said, nope, I want a tax on that right there. Now, some people are going to have to learn how to use the phone again, but they're going to have to. Now, the FCC, over the last day or two, has squashed this. They said, no, you can't do that. You come on, California. You cannot tax people for texting. In California, the government of California is pissed because that was going to be a huge revenue for that state. Because most people nowadays text. I don't use my phone a lot, honestly. I peruse the internet. To me, it's a little computer. I rarely receive phone calls. I check my emails on it. I check Facebook on it. I check all this other stuff on it. But when I do contact people, it's mostly through text. So I may send 10, 12 texts a day, which to me, you know, charge me 2 cents a text. That's a quarter a day. But I know people. I know a guy at work that I can't get him off the phone because he literally will send 100 to 200 texts a day. That adds up, people. That will add up to a lot of money just for doing something that you're paying for already. So the FCC said, nope, can't do it. California's pissed. They're vowing to fight it. And trust me, they will win, or they will find another thing to tax you on because they can't afford what they're doing to their state. They can't afford allowing all these illegal immigrants coming in and giving them whatever they want. So what they're going to do is they're going to tax you to pay for it. How's that make you feel? Because the friends I know in California absolutely hate it. It's not fair. It's theft. And that government should be put up on charges. So let me know. I mean, right now the deal is squashed. The FCC said, nope, no taxes. But you know that the government of California is coming back and they're going to come back at you either with this again and say, nope, we looked into it. It's legal. We can do that. We're the government. Or they're going to find something ridiculously ludicrous to tax you on somewhere else. For those of my California listeners, I have a question for you. Please explain to me how you can afford to live out there, because the cost of living is astronomical, plus you're getting taxed to the moon and back. How do you survive? How do you do it? If you are a conservative, how can you possibly live in that state surrounded by idiots who want nothing but to give away free money and bring in people who don't belong there? How do you do it? Please tell me. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. ghostseeker4@charter.net. Please contact me. I want to relay these answers on the next show. So, anyway, speaking of the next show, today is officially a week and a half, 10 days before Christmas. I do not believe I will have a show next week. I've got family in town. I've got family coming over Saturday. I don't know what's going on Sunday. So if there will be a show, it will be Sunday. I will try my best to contact you ahead of time to let you know. But if I don't talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for supporting me this past year. It's been great. If you have any show ideas, if you have anything you want to let me know, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, I will do my best to let you know whether or not I will be having a show next week. As it looks right now, the show next week will not be happening, and there may not be a show the week after. It may be a 2-week hiatus. I don't know. With that being said, I'm going to try my best to do a show next Sunday, which would be the 23rd. I know the 22nd ain't going to happen, and I know the 24th ain't going to happen. So I'm going to do it. It'll be the 23rd. I will do what I can. So again, contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to Tom Velasquez, taking off the tinfoil hat. I will talk to you later. Merry Christmas.